got about 8 minutes in hand, and I'm so glad I have, because I was hoping I'd be able to squeeze in a quick chat about a fundraising event that is taking place this weekend. It's in aid of the Rowan Bloom Foundation, and that might ring a bell because you might have heard me speak several times to Rod Bloom, who established this wonderful organization in memory of his son Rohan, who passed away at the age of just 14 from a particularly rare form of cancer, and moved by what his own family had been through as they fought that cancer and went through those last agonizing weeks and months with Rowan. Rod had the vision of building a specialized children's hospice where families who were facing terminal illness could find treatment and palliative care in a dignified and supportive environment where they could be together through those final weeks, know that their loved one was as comfortable as they could be, and spend those precious days together. And he is well on his way to seeing that dream become a reality, because a property has been donated, plans are in progress for the refurbishment of that property to suit the purpose of a children's hospice, but it's an expensive business and there is still a long way to go until ground can be broken. And that is where you come in. Because on Sunday, the 29th of November, the Rowan Bloom Foundation is hosting a fundraising auction with some really wonderful items available to bid on. And obviously it is a fundraiser for that goal of a specialized children's hospice for Cape Town. Some of the lots up for grabs include a dinner with Tuli Madonsela, weekends away at Vic Falls, a holiday in Spain, as well as some really unique adventures and beautiful artwork. Many lots which are just not commonly available to experience or to buy on the open market. And the man who is going to be heading up that auction is charity auctioneer Joey Burke, who's with us on the line now. Joey, great to have you on the show again. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Pippa. So nice to be here.
Before we talk about this auction, can we please just talk about auctions in general under lockdown? It must have been a heck of a time for you, Joey.
Well, it was actually quite frightening, to be honest, because I had about 35 live auctions booked for the year, and they were all cancelled one after the next. Yeah. So we had to just either adapt or die, basically. And we've created these fantastic live online Zoom auctions, which are really working very well.
I'm really glad to hear that. You know, it's a category that a lot of people haven't even considered. They know that performing artists and theatre practitioners have been affected, but of course somebody like you also in that group whose whole livelihood was just turned upside down. Now, Joey, an online Zoom auction. Tell us about some of the lots that are up for grabs this weekend.
Okay, well, I mean, we've got 75 lots coming up for this weekend where people can bid online, but we've got fantastic things like a trip to Victoria Falls, as you mentioned. We've got a Rolls Royce experience where people can go in a Rolls Royce. We've got diamond bracelets and earrings. We've got exotic cashmere scarves. We've got a rugby jersey by Percy Montgomery. We've even got a cricket clinic donated by AB de Villiers. He's going to do an hour and a half clinic for... Wow. For an individual person and somebody who is, disadvantaged as well. And we've just got so many fantastic stuff. It's unbelievable. They're all being donated. Every single thing has been donated. And what they have to do, this is the most interesting thing, because a lot of people don't understand. They have to go online and they can bid up until the 29th. And then at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, there's going to be a live show where we choose 15 items that have had the best bidding process on, and we do them live on Zoom. And that's when people start really getting carried away and have fun. And we've got, on the live one, we've got Alan Committee and Majorzi coming in to entertain. It's just going to be fantastic.
I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun. And Joey, I mean, a wonderful way to help build the excitement. Because as you say, so much of a traditional auction is the buzz as people bid against each other and the energy in the room. And you can see who's bidding against me and people prodding you in the side to say, go a little bit higher, go a little bit higher. And the auctioneer yourself prodding them. I would imagine it's quite difficult to replicate that in an online setting. But clearly you're getting the hang of it.
Well, yes, actually, it's quite funny because, you know, there you are staring at a screen with names and numbers coming in because they type in the bids. But it's actually a lot of fun because as soon as you mention their name and you say, hello, how are you doing? You can actually see some of the bidders as well. They can see me and they can see other people also in the room if they want. They can join a panel. They can do, there's a whole lot of things that they can do. And it's a lot of fun. But at first it was a nightmare for me because I didn't know. But I managed to do the Courage auction in June where they raised 3 million rand.
Wow.
And it was just, that's where it all started off. And, just bidding, taking the bids off the screen and talking continuously for a couple of hours was a lot of fun.
I do it every day, Joey, so I can relate.
tell me,
is there a reserve price set for each item? Is that part similar, or how does it work?
There's no reserve prices. We've given price guides and we've given starting bids. Some of the starting bids we might feel might be a little bit high for now, which we'll drop if necessary. But most of them are very, very low starting bids, and people can just go and there's no reserve prices. Whatever it goes for, it goes for. Everybody's donated.
I'm sure there are going to be lots of people clamoring to bid on the opportunity of dinner with Professor Madonsela. I mean, if you say to anybody, who are the 10 people that you'd like to have around your dinner table one day, a lot of people would put her on their list. And that's exactly what is up for grabs. Dinner for 8 people with Professor Thuli Madonsela. The dinner's on you. It's the opportunity to sit and have her with you as a guest that is up for grabs. Joey, I'm intrigued to know, are people bidding on that quite actively already?
Yes, we've got a bid at so far at 6,000 Rand, but it's that is one of the best. And she is such a wonderful lady. She always gives beautifully to charity, and I really would like to thank her for that. And thank everybody, actually, who have donated and participated in this auction, because we're really hoping it to be a success. No, there's bidding is at the moment, I think, is at 6,000. We started it at 3, so it's getting there, getting slowly. But that usually should go for about 30,000, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow, okay. Well, yeah. Any other lots that you'd like to mention, Joey, that are either particularly attracting a lot of bids so far, or where the prices, the bid has already overshot the price guide?
I'm just checking now. There's quite a few. So many, I don't really know which ones are doing well. But, you know, we've got smaller ones too. We've got like Nutriput. We don't just want the expensive people to come as well. We want people to bid on on the smaller stuff. We've got like NutriBullets. Oh, the very nice one is the two golf course experiences for 8 people at the Houghton Hotel in Johannesburg. 2 separate ones. That's valued at 40,000, 45,000. That's a great one to have. I'm just going through it now. There's just a fortune of stuff coming up. All sorts of lovely trips to Azenfontein Beach House, Pearl Beach House. We've got chefs by Dish Food coming to cook in your own home for 8 people as well. We've got a braai, you know, the braai, ultimate braai experience.
Yes.
Justin Bernella, he's going to do a braai experience for 8 people in your home. And we've also got Jeff Gottwood, who's coming as well.
Listen, I've got both of their cookbooks in my collection and I use them all the time. So that is definitely one to bid on. There are also wonderful experiences like paragliding and seal snorkeling. There are works of art. There's a portrait session with a photographer. Really is a lovely collection. There is a dinner at Stardust. If you've never had the experience of theatrical dining at Stardust, I have spoken about it before. You don't want to miss it. So lots to bid on. The final question then, Joey, is where do we send everybody to check out, start making those initial bids, and then to join the actual live event on Sunday?
Okay, so when they go to the website, there's 2 clicks. Once they get to the website, it will tell them where to go to the live auction. But they've got to go to www.rohanbloom, and it's spelled R-O-H-A-N, bloom.kickauction1word.co.za.
Okay, Rohan Bloom, or just Google Rohan Bloom Foundation and follow the links from their landing page to get to the list of the lots. Joey, I hope it's a massive success. It's one of those things I really hope to have the interview with Rod Bloom one day as the sod is turned to get that facility up and running. And thanks for the contribution you're making to help them get there. And thanks for chatting to us today.
Thank you. And thank you, Pippa, for letting us come on board. And thank you very much for all your help. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Joey Burke, charity auctioneer, on the line there. So the actual live event happening on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. But you can place your bids now online. Just Google the Rohan Bloom Foundation, R-O-H-A-N, and Bloom as in flower. The Rohan Bloom Foundation. It would be wonderful to see lots and lots of money raised to help them get towards that dream of a specialized children's hospice for Cape Town.